Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Made a big life decision.
Wow, Patty, okay, coming straight in, straight off the get-go, we're coming in with some big life decisions.
Yeah, I've decided I'm stepping down from being an adult. I'm just not in the right headspace for this position right now. I really have appreciated the opportunity though.
I'm actually coming with you. I'm actually done with it. I'm done with that.
Actually didn't realise what this position was when I took it. And I think I just don't think it's for me anymore. I'm going to just go back to being 10.
I'd like to just be a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to let everybody know that I'm stepping down. Mm-hmm. All my responsibilities have been handed off to somebody else.
Who's taking over your adulting then? Because Mardy can't really.
No. I'm going to give it to Margs.
Okay, you're going to Mars.
She does a lot of my adulting anyway. She does actually. Cleaning the house and all that shit. So
yeah,
although I feel like she could.
I mean, you know, she is sort of. She's aging, isn't she? She might not be able to be around for very.
That's okay. She can pass it on to someone else when she goes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, fine. I'm not taking it on though. I'm not taking on any of your shit. Okay, I've got my own adulting shit.
I think you should hand yours off to Ellen.
Oh, mate. She already does a lot of that shit all for me now.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So just to hand it off to her and say, yeah.
18
I'm gone,
going on 58.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Anyway, how are you? How's your week been? What's going on? What's going down?
Well, do you know what? I've had this really... Did I tell you about this on Saturday about my shoulder?
You've had a poorly shoulder, haven't you?
It has been so weird. I don't know what's gone on. I don't know what I've done. I've had some sort of inflammation in my shoulder.
Do you think you need to go to see the doctor?
Well, do you know what? I had a call with the physio this morning.
Oh, right. You went straight to physio.
Yeah,
right.
I bypassed the GP, went straight to physio.
Straight to physio.
But yeah, it's been bloody painful. And do you know what's made me realise how much... I'm going quite deep. I'm going straight in. I'm going deep. We're 2 minutes in. I'm going deep. It's made me realise how much you just take for granted.
Oh, Andrea, this is beautiful. This is absolutely beautiful. What we've all wanted on a Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. when everyone, this is the depth.
I'm bringing you depth. But actually, I'm going to pull you back a bit now from the depth because the reason I'm feeling this is because. Things like wiping your bottom.
That is still deep.
Actually, it is, isn't
deep.
It?
Yeah, it's very deep.
You think about the manoeuvres you have to make with your arm to get to your bottom.
A lot.
Honestly,
that's a lot.
Things like putting on a bra.
Shit.
You've got to do the round the back, to the clasps.
Oh, no, I don't. Oh, no, I don't put a bra on like that. I do it at the front and then spin it round.
Yeah, but you've still got to clip it and then spin it.
Yeah.
That I'm telling you, I was actually in tears, going to the toilet, pulling up my pants, putting on a bra. Honestly,
That's not like you either. You're not a crier.
I am not a crier.
I mean, if it was me, you'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Patty, yeah. Whatever.
All right, it's not that bad.
I actually can't remember the last time I cried.
this morning?
Saturday.
Yeah,
I was just about to go all like, oh, I don't think I cry that much anymore. I can't remember the, oh no, I cried on Saturday afternoon, yeah.
But you know what? It was, I think it was like Wednesday or Thursday. I'd gone out to put my pyjamas on and I ended up having to call Ian.
Oh, the caring responsibilities have already started.
The caring has had to start, yeah. Mm, I mean, I didn't have to ask him to wipe my bottom. I could never do that. It would have to be really bad.
We're talking about things that you need your shoulders with. Mm. My manager, Dwayne, sent me this week, which I think is quite funny.
Is it to do with shoulders?
No, but it's to do with putting sheets on the bed, which is obviously, you know.
Oh, a lot of arm movements. Yeah.
The people who make fitted sheets need to sit down with the people who make mattresses and get on the same page. Making the bed shouldn't be like putting a swimming cap over a fridge.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I couldn't have put a sheet on a bed last week, I tell you.
Oh, my God. I mean, you can't do it when you haven't got a problem with your shoulder.
You've not got a shoulder injury, but you put an injury in there. I'm absolutely fucking screwed. Also, can we just draw attention to my hair? For anyone who's watching I'm looking really quite spectacular today.
I'm not looking great, am I? Let's be honest.
No, but you don't often look great.
Wow.
Whereas I quite often look okay.
I was being quite... Wow! Oh, okay.
You know,
Patty Big Bollocks.
I didn't say I look amazing. I just said I quite often look okay. Whereas today, I actually look like a wreck.
I just forget that we record now with a video.
I know.
It gets to like 20 to 5 and I think, oh, shit. God. I haven't been on any online video calls today. I've looked like a thumb all day and now I've got to go on YouTube.
And look
like a thumb. Look, if you haven't ever watched us on YouTube, go now and have a look at how wonderful Ange and I look.
Yeah.
She looks like she's been caught in a tsunami and I just look like a thumb. That is perfect for both of you.
Which,
for all of you. Both of you.
Both of you. For the two of you that are listening and watching, it's going to be great.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
A great message in from one of our long-term listeners, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, lovely.
Now,
Thanks, Sarah.
Quite a few things that shouldn't be embarrassing that are this week.
Okay.
But I'm going to bring this one first, which I think this one is really good.
So this is the message from Sarah.
I'm just going to pick out one because she sent us a load.
Did she?
So I'm going to pick out one from her and then I've got one from another listener.
Okay, fine.
Walking through airport security. That is embarrassing, isn't it? When you have to go through the actual... Now it's like a big body scanner, isn't it? You have to stand there with your arms out.
And you have to put your legs in a certain place, your feet in a certain place, hands... I mean, I'd struggle with my shoulder, to be honest with you.
You would.
To do that, but I'd do
you
it.
Would. You'd do it.
You got to do that, then it goes like... Whoop, whoop, all around
but
you, doesn't
it? Even the in the queue bit. bit is embarrassing, isn't it? When you're waiting in the queue thinking, right, I've got to get one of those trays, I've got to put stuff in the app. Recently, I flew, as we all know, a few flew to Belfast. Mm. You don't have to take anything out of your bag now.
Yeah.
So you don't have to take your toiletries out. You don't have to take your...
When we flew to Norway, we went to Norway back in August, we were part of a trial. I felt really important.
What?
Yeah.
Like a clinical trial?
Like a clinical trial, but not clinical.
No, just a security trial.
That's the one. A security trial. Yeah. And so we went down this, like, you know, you got all the queues of people waiting to go through your security bit. Then we were taken off to the side. I thought, brilliant. I love being part of some sort of trial of some sort.
Did you not think, oh, shit, they're gonna search my ring piece?
No, I didn't. I was just thinking, great, I feel like I am now superior. I'm mother superior to all of you other plebs queuing in a different way. I'm going a different way. So we go further up this thing, we go around this corner, and there's like, they've put this like big sort of like plasterboard wall up to separate us from plebs.
You've got your plebs and your non-plebs.
We were not in Plebville, they were in Plebville.
Right.
And we basically went through this whole thing, bit similar to what you must have done, where you don't have to take all your shit off, you don't have to empty your bag, you don't have to have your separate technical gadgets and everything, all the rest of it. Honestly, it was a breeze.
Yeah. Well, they must be doing that now, because when I then flew to Luton in September, it was just you put your bag in the tray, your bag went through, you walked through, through you went.
Yeah. But it is so a weird process to go through, isn't it?
And it is embarrassing, but it shouldn't be.
Mm.
Because also, I think you're so aware of, like, saying something wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, do you remember that girl at LA airport that said she had a bomb as a joke?
I don't remember that.
Oh, LA, this was like not long after 9/11. She decided to walk through LA airport and be like, I've got a bomb in my bag. And then was really surprised that she was arrested. I mean, dude,
come on. Yeah.
Come on.
Don't be a dickhead.
Come on. Yeah. Don't be a dickhead. But I do think going through airport security is embarrassing.
You just feel a little bit on edge.
It shouldn't be.
Don't you? You just feel a bit on edge.
And you feel like the whole world is watching
you. That's what I mean. You feel like everyone's like
can
watching.
You remember what to do? You go through the thing. It beeps. Also, when it beeps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I had it beep when I went to when I went to Northern Ireland, it beeped. I think it was the underwiring of my Brazil.
Oh.
But I had to go through, I had to put my feet on this special thing to scan my feet.
Yeah,
and
that's
then they had to, like, body scan me.
Yeah,
I think it's
and
the
underwriting. And you feel like you're
criminal.
Being naughty, but you know you're not naughty.
Naughty! Naughty! Naughty!
Do you know what I mean?
The word naughty, I really don't like it.
Oh, I like it.
I do it.
Especially in a sort of sexy way.
That's what I do.
Go on, you're going to be a bit naughty. Yeah.
Oh, it's so cringe. It's so cringe, that whole, like, you're going to be a naughty girl. No, not actually.
You're going to treat me like one of your naughty girls? Yeah.
No. I'm actually not, because that's weird. I don't like it.
Well,
now, we had a really nice email, a message in. I'm going to keep her anonymous.
Okay.
I'm just going to read you the email.
Okay.
Last week I sent in a things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are, and you read it aloud on the pod. My, how I cackled. I wanted to thank you for that particular laugh, as it just so happened. Later on that evening, my husband left me and my two kids, aged 3 and 7.
Oh.
I've gone back to listen to that clip several times to experience the levity again and again. Mm. Count me amongst the myriad of other listeners, buoyed by listening to your playful banter each week. It's so deeply important, this work that you do. Mm. Thank you for always helping me in life to find the funny. A loyal listener from across the pond.
Oh my gosh. That is...
What a thing to experience.
Honestly, that's actually really... made me quite emotional, actually, just like Thank you so much for like messaging and telling us, sharing with us what's going on in your life at the moment. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know how it feels, but I really hope that we can continue to be some joy and some lightness and some laughter in your life over the coming, you know, weeks and months. And we really would love it if you kept in touch with us, you know, if you want to share anything that
definitely
comes from whatever life is throwing at you right now, that, you know, we would love to be able to kind of be there for you and be able to kind of support you in a weird way across the miles over a podcast where we just, you know, try and find some funny in the shit of life sometimes.
And you have absolutely got this. We've got you and you've got this, and you're gonna smash it. And you know, we hope that we continue to make you laugh week on week.
Yeah, we really do.
Okay, so I've got another thing that shouldn't be in, but I've just dropped my phone. It's okay. I've got it back.
What is it? A brick?
Do you know what gets on my tits when you drop your phone in between the hand, like your armrest on your car, or it like slides on the seat?
That's what, dropping anything down there is annoying.
Well, but if it's something like
wow.
Yeah, but if it's something like a lip gloss or something like that, you can just be like, oh, that can stay there. But if it's your phone, you've got to get it back.
Then you've got to get out of the car, you've got to get under the seat.
Well, on one day last week, I could not find my car in my phone, my phone in my car. I could not find it. I was pressing the button on my Apple Watch, you know, when it goes beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
And it was driving me mad because it was like beep, 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 beep. You're like within 1 foot of it. Beep, beep, beep.
Where the fuck is it?
It had slid.
Right.
It had slid between my armrest and the passenger seat, and it was just sat there like a fucker. While I was wandering around the car, I was in Tesco car park.
Tesco park arc.
I've never been able to say that, even park as a kid. I was wandering around. I started looking underneath the car. I was like, Ruth, man, it's not under your car. It's been trapped in the car since you started driving. But I was getting so frustrated with it going beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, oh, it's definitely in there. Where the hell is it? Anyway, you'll be pleased to hear I found it.
Thank God for that. I mean, we were all quite concerned that you might not have ever had your phone back.
For that. Okay, so things that shouldn't be embarrassing that are. This is from Devon Bumpkins.
Lovely. Love that. Name. Yeah, Devon Bumpkins. I bet she's naughty.
I think Devon's a boy, no?
Oh, well.
I would think that Devon is a male name.
Would you?
Do you think Devon's naughty?
Devon is very naughty.
It's so disgusting. I hate it so much. Trying to get the waiter's attention for the bill.
Oh God, yeah, that is embarrassing. Yeah,
that classic in a restaurant. You're like, excuse me, I actually just think trying to get a waiter's attention in general.
Full stop. Yeah.
Excuse me.
No, they're gone. If you're Mal. Mal does not give a shit. Hello. He'll wave. Hello. Like, you know, some.
For those that are new round here, Mal is our dad.
Yeah. And when we were in Spain, holidaying in the Spanish Isle, if we were out, Mal would go, Hola. Cuenta, por favor.
But that doesn't even work either, because shouting hello, a waiter's not going to go, oh, somebody's shouting hello, they must mean me. In fact, that's going to confuse them even more, because you're probably looking for one of your friends if you're shouting hello. It's like, a waiter isn't going to respond to hello, Mal.
Also, if I was a waiter and someone was shouting hello at me, I'd actually ignore you even more.
I wouldn't. I'd go, fuck off. Or I'd go, me? You mean me? Me? Oh, I thought you were talking to one of your mates.
Yeah.
Why are you saying hello?
Why are you
to
helloing me?
Me?
I've seen you all but evening. Getting,
I like it when people do the, like, I do this when they do the, like, hand up. Excuse me, hand goes up. Excuse me, no, hand goes
you
down.
You do it loads, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're at the point of wanting to pay and leave, you are on it.
No.
Hello?
No. If I'm at excuse me. If I'm at the point of needing another drink.
Yes.
That is oh when my I get gosh, the most yes. worked up because I'm the guzzler.
You are the guzzler. Oh my God. Yeah, if you
if
want
to
drink.
I need another drink, I cannot concentrate on the conversation
no.
until I've managed
to get their
no,
attention.
Excuse me. Excuse
and place
me.
Place your
no,
order.
He's gone. And people are still talking, and I'm like, another waiter. Excuse me. No. Sometimes I've been known to get up out of my seat. And go over and say, excuse me, yeah, is it possible to order another couple of drinks? Mate, if I don't have
do
a drink with my meal, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I
mean, can't
you can down two or three glasses in one sitting.
Oh, I can have at least 2 pints of Diet Coke
yeah.
a meal. At least.
Yeah, I don't know how you drink that much. I really don't.
Mate, I'm the guzzler.
You bloody are the guzzler.
Yeah.
Also,
but
you
yes.
always do this weird thing with your mouth after you drink.
I know, my friend Lucy says that all the time. I do like 3 different swallows, so I don't swallow it in one. I do like a mini swallow, mini swallow, mini swallow, and then I stick my tongue out. It's so bizarre.
The amount of times I've noticed you doing that, and I've always thought, why does she do that?
It's so weird.
Yeah.
I can't taste.
It's like you
a
can't get enough in.
No, it's that I can't. So, right, okay, here we go then. When you have a drink then, do you just take a big drink of it and swallow it down in one?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to think what I might do.
Oh, I can't do that. If you haven't watched this episode on YouTube, go and watch it because Anne just pretend... drinking with a glass.
I'm trying to think what I do. I drink.
Drink. Drink.
I think I just swallow straight down.
Oh, yeah. She's being naughty. Yeah. She's swallowing straight down and being naughty. That is, I mean, I've made myself feel sick there. That is weird. If Mardy ever did any of that sex, like,
sexy
you're going to be
talk.
Naughty shit. No, I mean, sexy talk's fine, but if he ever does, are you going to be naughty? I reckon I'd end it. I reckon I'd be, and not just the sexy time.
Everything, that would be it. Done.
Done.
It's yeah, weird. I mean, I think it has to be, it's all about, like, if someone just said that to me just out of nowhere, or if we're getting it on.
All right. So you and Ian are getting down and he starts going, should I spank you like a naughty girl? You're going to like it. Bollocks.
No, yeah.
No, it's weird.
I think if it was just a stranger, if it was someone I didn't know.
That's even more weird.
Is it?
Right, you're in a hotel room with some dude you've never met and you're getting down and dirty and he starts going... Oh, Andrew, I'm going to spank you because you've been naughty. I know what you'd do. You'd be like, hey, what? What are you talking about, mate? What are you spanking me for?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Willis? You'd be like, don't
no,
talk
I
like
would,
that.
Actually, yeah.
It's disgusting.
I've done a whole 180 on that now.
You have?
Yeah. I've gone
because
from like...
actually, if you put yourself in the situation where you and Ian are getting down and dirty and all of a sudden he like whispers in your ear, you've been a naughty girl, you'd be like, you're a prick and this is now done. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I actually think I would, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's strange, isn't it, that I've gone from loving it to hating it.
I don't think you ever did love it. I think you thought you would, but now you've really properly thought about it. You're like...
Maybe it's the fact that I would like to say it. If someone say it to me, no. But if I say...
What you'd like to say to Ian?
Shall we get naughty?
You've been... Oh, I want to get naughty with you later, Ian, because you've been a bad boy. No.
No, that's actually also bad.
Mm. Yeah. I've got a tits.
Bring me your tits, Patty.
Right, I'm going to whack my tits out.
Whack them out, jiggle them around, let us see them.
The thing that has been getting on my shitting tits is people in swimming pools.
Wow, that's very specific.
It's twofold.
Okay, right. First fold.
Number one, people who wear overly scented, strong, disgusting perfume when they come for a swim. Because when I'm swimming behind you, Sharon, I can taste that.
Oh, no.
And it's disgusting. And it's really strong. And it's really floral. And it's rank.
Oh, why are you smelling so much to swim?
You're coming to the swimming baths. You're coming to baths.
Pools, baths. Yeah.
You're coming to baths.
You're coming to baths, Sandra.
You don't need to be wearing your expensive Tom Ford that smells like your granny's attic. Secondly,
second
people
fold.
Who think they're Michael Phelps in the lane swimming. Right.
Yeah,
there's
I
a,
know
there's
what you
a
mean.
Guy that comes to our gym and he is a fucking bellend. I don't know him.
Right.
I've never spoken to him. He might be
what
lovely.
What do you
he might
think
do loads
his
for
name
charity.
Is? What do you think? What would you name him, given on what he looks like and what he does in and out of the pool? What do you think his name is?
I think his name is Chris.
Oh, boring and beige.
Oh, boring and beige.
Chris.
Right. So he swims like he's Michael Phelps. Okay.
Right.
Like,
but you
genuinely thinks he is in the Olympics when he's in our pool. In a gym, right,
yeah.
And then what he does is he stops. He does it. He does about 10 lengths, and then he stops and he gets on his knees in the shallow end, and he starts pushing the water back and forth, back and forth with his arms. So he's just there pushing it out, pulling it in, pushing it out. And you're like, I'm still trying to swim, mate. So can you stop that? Because you're creating like a mini wave pool for us, right? Then he starts again. The other day, he was behind me and he started sighing because I wasn't going fast enough. I felt like turning around and telling him to shut the fuck up.
You should have, Patty. In fact, and then you should have splashed him in his face.
So I stopped and I just stopped in the lane and I let him go round
me. Off
you
go, Chris. Yeah.
And then we got to the other end and I just said, do you just want to make sure you're in front of me from now on? And he was like, yeah, I suppose that's probably best, isn't it? Yeah, probably best. Oh, it's probably best.
Why are people so like that sometimes?
That lane swimming thing really gets on my tits. Just because the etiquette, like the rules
do
around
you have,
it.
Do you have like, because at my pool, we have like three lanes.
No, we just have one that's segregated off. And then the rest of the pool is left big.
Right.
Because it's in a hotel, right? So they have kids that can use the pool at the allocated time. So you just have like a, you know, like when we've been to Swindonesia.
Swindonesia.
That pool has
that
a big lane.
That little bit.
For that swimming. And then the rest of it is open plan. Now, sometimes I just swim in the, if I know that it's after the kids' time, I just swim in the open plan bit. But if you go in there and there's kids or there's other people or...
You've got to go in the lane.
You've got to go in the lane. And then you get Chris, who, honestly, I think he thinks he's at a swimming gala every time he swims.
Yeah.
I avoid now the time that he goes because he swims most days between 8 and 8.30 and I just avoid it now.
Good idea.
I just
but it's actually that is also bad that Chris makes you and
that's
Chris
right,
probably
Andrea,
has done this to other people.
Yes, he has. I know he has.
Just
I've,
Chris
I've had long conversations with other people about it. And they
does
hate
Chris
this
look like a swimmer? Does he have like the whole, you know, speedo
swimming? No. Oh. I mean, he has goggles, and but you would not. You know, he's quite rotund.
So he shouldn't be showing off. Pretending he is,
he is
Michael Phelps.
Such a show off,
which we've talked
when
about.
When he comes
before.
Up from his, when he comes up from his breaststroke lap, he looks around.
He wants people to look at him.
He sort of does a look around.
Yeah, he's like, I'm up. Are you looking at me? Yes, I'm down. Yes, I'm up. Are you looking at me?
I'm up.
Yes,
you're looking
I'm down.
Honestly, and that swimming shit it annoys me because I just think none of us are professionals.
No.
We're all here trying to keep fit.
Yeah.
We're all here doing our bit to, you know, keep our heart rate up, to move our bodies.
Yeah.
Let's just be kind to one another, Chris. Right?
Let's just enjoy this, Chris.
Let's stop with the whirlpool. There is actually a jacuzzi if you want to make those. If you want to have bubbles, go and sit in that.
There is a whirlpool. You don't need to create your own, Chris.
Let's stop with your back and forth with your arms when you've done your 10 lengths. I don't know what he's doing. He's so weird.
We have an R pool.
Start swimming again.
We have an R pool. I've never seen them anywhere else. So I'll be interested to know, Patty, if you have this at your pool.
We won't, I don't think.
No, I don't think you will.
No.
We have floats that you put between your legs that are like shaped like a eight.
Oh yeah, we do have those. Yeah, yeah. So that you can just swim with your arms.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I absolutely love those.
Yeah.
But I mean, does Chris use all that shit?
No, Chris just swims properly and then does this weird thing where he stops at one end and just moves his arms back and forth. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. He does it probably for about 30 seconds and then starts swimming again.
That is very weird behaviour from Chris.
It's weird. And it splashes people and you get to the end where he's doing it and you're like, fuck's sake, mate. But I tell you what, Chris, you sigh because I'm not going fast enough because that's more annoying, isn't it, than you doing that? No, it's not, you prick. W Claire W has just messaged us to say, tits or dickish, take your pick, but I want to tell you this. The man in the flat above me, he's teaching himself how to play the saxophone every day for at least 2 hours total with his windows wide open. And to say play is definitely pushing it.
Oh my gosh.
Some bloke above her every day for 2 hours gets his sax out. Is a naughty boy with it and plays a tune.
Well, he bloody is a naughty boy.
Can you imagine? Can you? I mean, even if I had to listen to Dad play for 2 hours every day and he's actually really good on the saxophone, that would still be annoying.
Yeah. I mean, but sometimes Mal can be annoying with that as
well. Oh my God. Mal is just obsessed
with
bands.
He's just obsessed with it. He's
blowing
everywhere. Just blowing everywhere.
He's obsessed with
blowing.
Sometimes Dad will ring me like 3 times a week, right? And we've had this conversation before about Dad.
Yeah.
And look, I know I'm so lucky to have both my parents and to get to talk to them on the phone. But until you've had a phone call with Mal, you don't know what we're talking about.
No.
You don't know what we're talking about.
No.
And I'll answer and he'll be like, yep, just on the way home from band. And I'm like, Dad, you were at a band last night and you phoned me. Yeah, I did one Monday as well. Got 3 gigs on Saturday. I'm going to Loughborough on Sunday to play with the retired saxophonist quartet that I was in 1972. And then Monday night, I've got 3 band rehearsals back to back.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's just blowing. He's just blowing everywhere.
He's obsessed. With it.
And then he's practicing at home. I can speak to Marg, so she's like, oh, your dad's upstairs blowing. And you can just hear him in the background. And you're like, fucking hell, Mal.
How does Marg put up with it?
Yeah.
Also, Marg can't have a social life with Mal at all. Because he's just at bands all the time.
He's constantly at bands, isn't he?
When he got dehydrated a couple of weeks ago, which obviously isn't funny, but when he told me the story, he said, you know, I was at this band gig, didn't wear a hat in the blaring sunshine. I was like, right, well, that's dickish. Yeah, didn't wear a hat. And then luckily, Denise, the woman that sits next to me, she had an oxygen machine.
Why the hell
is Denise from band taking an oxygen machine around?
He told me the exact same thing, and I thought, I'm like, what? Has Denise got problems with her oxygen that she has to carry something around with her? It's like one of those like thing you put on your finger, isn't it? That you do
Denise is just kicking around with that in her clarinet case, just in case.
Maybe
it's because you were blowing.
That's what I think. Maybe it's the blowing that, you know, you kind of... Maybe it's because I am blowing that I am dehydrated.
What are you doing?
That just suddenly came to me, that little tune. Yeah, maybe it's because I'm a Londoner.
Maybe it's
because I'm dehydrated. You don't hear that in my dulcet tones. Maybe it's because I am blowing. That I'm lacking in oxygen. Thank you, Brenda, for bringing your machine.
Denise. I don't know how we got onto Mal being dehydrated.
Well, because of her neighbour learning the saxophone. Yeah. Well, our neighbour, one of our neighbours, Logman, not his real
Logman,
name.
Logman, yeah.
Just call him Logman.
Logman.
He cuts up logs. He's got stacks and stacks of logs.
I wonder how you as a family came up with that name. Called a meeting, right? This guy next door cuts loads of logs. What should we call him? Logman. Yeah, let's go Logman.
But Logman, he sometimes plays his trumpet. Honestly, every now and then, just randomly, you'll just go.
Is he any good at it?
Not really. He just blah, 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 like big sort of blowy trumpet sounds. But it's just like there's no reason for it. I sort of think, why now, Logman? Like. I'll just be in my house working away at, you know, I don't know, 3:30 in the afternoon, and then you hear Logman out there blowing his trumpet, and it's like, come on, mate. No one wants that.
That just reminds me, whenever you talk about Logman, I just think about Ian going next door. Ian's not a drinker at all, and Ian going next door and joining the band with them and drinking about 3 pints of homebrew, which was probably about 17%.
Wow, he was
coming back absolutely wasted.
Yeah, he couldn't function. He couldn't talk. He couldn't walk.
He couldn't do anything.
And then Judy, Logman's wife, Logwoman, as we like to call her,
Logwoman.
She came round and blew a whistle down our ring doorbell. <I know>. One of those ones with the pulley bit. Hello, Angie. I was just like, no, Logwoman. Please, please. I told the kids to tell her I was in the bath.
Classic. Anyway, that is the end of another stupid episode.
Yeah.
Very silly.
Bloody loved it.
Remember, you can get in touch with us in loads of ways. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and the YouTube. Don't forget, because I look really hot this week. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, although I've been kicked out of the Finding the Funny email account, so I'll try and sort that out this week. I've been kicked out for about 3 weeks now. I will try and sort that out. But do send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. And Angie and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.